Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was very insensitive of Sean Pendergast to say the weekend is here. You, dear listener, are probably, you know, hanging out at work. We are hanging out at work. He's going home.
He's done.
And so I don't blame him for it, but I am envious. But no, let's hang out together here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Friday, though, baby. Let's get into the vibes. John Lopez, Reginald Natatula, Figgy Fig, and you. On the text line, 713-572-4610, and also the Mocarum Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, where appreciate you, Kicks Rocks. I love this hat myself as well. And also the Twitch page, 610 Houston. And, I mean, let's do this. He did it again.
Yeah,
he did. There's a lot of things that we'll talk about over these 4 hours. But I just can't. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about anything else because he did it again. Tyrese Haliburton might be like the most clutch player that we've seen in a very, very long time. And he might be like trying to contend for being like that dude point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you somehow manage to miss finals game one, like you're on notice. This finals feels like a must watch mm-hmm. at this point. If you are just a sports fan, like you might not even be like a particularly big basketball fan, but the drama is there, right?
I would encourage you if you're not.
The arc, the narrative is there. Like this is fun basketball. This is competitive basketball. I think a lot of the complaints that come up when people are watching basketball, mm-hmm. it feels like this series is going to kind of, go away from some of those complaints. This feels like it's just going to be pure, unadulterated fun.
It's entertainment. It's sports entertainment at its highest level. You know, just pulling back the curtain a little bit, you know, we're talking before the show and you're like, should we lead with the NBA Finals? I was like, yeah. It's the drama. Forget if you're invested in any of these teams. You're probably not. You know, or not very much, and the drama of what was involved. And by the way, I have an ultimate confession at 12:20.
Oh goodness!
About this game, but that's neither here nor there. Not just a comeback, but that you said it. It was him. It was him again. How many does this make now in the postseason? 5.
So he is 6 of 7.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just him being clutch. He's Tyrese Haliburton. That is 6 of 7 when taking a shot to tie or take the lead in the final 90 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in these playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most such shots in a single postseason since 1997.
Yeah.
Like this is legitimately generational clutch, mm-hmm. right? Literally, if we're talking about a generation being something like 20, 25 years. We have not seen somebody be this level of clutch, whether you talk about necessity or what have you, but also with, 6 of 7 is a pretty good percentage in mm-hmm. and of itself. He's doing this at a high level. But, I mean, it's not just about him. Obviously, he ends up being the face of it, being the dude who was voted on the poll as the most overrated dude in the league or what have you.
Yeah.
But then also, man, like the Pacers, they walked down an Oklahoma City Thunder team. Like this game was wild, right? The Thunders felt like they were going to walk away with it. What was mm-hmm. it, 12 points at one point? Was it 15 at
15
one point?
In the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter.
9 with 3 minutes left.
And the Thunder lose, or you can say it as the Pacers end up stealing a home game, stealing game one on the road, 111-110. Are you changing it all the way that you look at the series? Because I think you were a little bit further on this.
But I said five or six.
The idea that the Pacers had no shot in this. Are you changing this at all after seeing this game? Because I thought there was a lot of interesting things, especially in the final 7 minutes of the game when the Pacers walked down the Thunder.
I think game one, if you're not, if your ego is too big to say, oh, no, I still think the Thunder are going to win, you're kind of fooling yourself because you get a feeling. And this happens in sports, and this is yet another reason to watch. You know, we were talking about, like, even if you're not, you know, a fan or whatever, even an NBA, you know, huge fan or whatever, this is the reason to watch. The Pacers kind of feel, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. I still think there is obviously a good chance that Oklahoma City, they're the best team in the NBA, can win this series.
I think so.
But if you're sitting here saying, no, I'm still doubling down on the Thunder and it's going to be five or six games or whatever, that you're kind of fooling yourselves because the Pacers have this feeling of inevitability now. Because of him, like you know, people, it's something that people say a lot on social media. So and so is inevitable. You know, are the Pacers?
It kind of feels like to some degree because one of the things about the Pacers team this year, and I probably didn't give them enough credit for this when we were talking about this yesterday and earlier in the week, is that they just kind of are matchup proof in some ways. Like they have something for a little something for everything. And it showed up especially in this game where. You know that the Thunder kind of hit a lot of the defensive notes that you want to hit.
Absolutely.
You want the Pacers had 24 turnovers in this game. 24. And somehow they managed to make this work.
But just 5 in the second half.
Yes. Right.
That was huge. That was part of the reason.
The Pacers found their way there. I thought one of the big things that Rick Carlisle, who again, we have to come back to this coach of the Pacers who is, I mean, we've seen him coach when the playoffs were like a 67 to 75 proposition, and now he's coaching 111-110 games. Like, he's been through this a lot. He made the decision to close with a smaller lineup where you had Obi Toppin and Pascal Siakam as your biggest players, and that forced Oklahoma City with Mark Dagnall to take out Chet Holmgren, to take out Isaiah Hartenstein, and that's how they were able to get rebounds and do those types of things. Like, I think the Pacers really are match up a lot better, and they took what was a pretty good defensive shot from Oklahoma City and still ended up on top when the push came to shove.
They did, and you know, Carlisle is clearly going to be as probably the second biggest story behind Halliburton of this series if it goes the Pacers' way, and that is, you know, his in-game stuff is just without peer. Like what he can do in a game. I mean, he took all five guys out at one point, you know, and that happens. That's kind of a ploy sometimes, but it worked for him. The other thing that he did, that, you know, the five out offense that he likes to run.
Yep.
Just, I'm not going to say it was impossible to defend because the Thunder had, I mean, their only lead was with 0.3 seconds left.
Yeah.
Indiana's.
That was literally the only lead of the game, was putting them up when this was what you heard on ESPN.
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 of a second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again. Their first lead of the game. This crowd absolutely stunned as the Pacers take a 1-point lead.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That's another thing. Like, that's not an easy environment. Okay, see, no. It's not a giant building, and they really turned up. So,
And they don't lose at home.
No.
Yeah.
They don't lose hardly at all.
Yeah.
Like, that was their 15th loss, or like, was it the 15th loss? No, that's not. But that was I mean, I don't think that they've lost 20 games, 25 games
no.
in the entirety of the season, regular season and postseason. Just a wild comeback. And man, the Pacers also locked in defensively. So there was a couple of things, and I guess maybe I'll ask this, and this is a very Sports Talk Radio question. Do you think the Pacers won this game or the Thunder lost it?
I think the answer is yes. And I'm not trying to be wishy-washy.
And the reason why I ask it is just, what does this then tell us about the rest of the series?
No, it's out there too. I think they won this game because of some of the things that Rick Carlisle, which is how, you know, what we were just talking about, made some incredible adjustments that clearly, you know, at halftime, they started limiting the turnovers. They stopped the ball in transition a little more. And this sounds very rudimentary, but they did. And that five out attack, I was really very impressed with. I thought they were going to lose the game, of course, but I was impressed with how they got back into the game because of that attacking, you know, and good decisions when you drive, whether you're kicking out big three pointers. They made some big three pointers, you know, down the stretch as well. So they won the game, but you can also say, hey, we talked about Jalen Williams yesterday, Chet Holmgren yesterday. Were they 8 for 28 from the field?
Yeah, and I mean, I think you can talk about those guys individually, but I think you can talk in generally, especially in that final 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. The Thunder's shot making was poor. They were getting looks.
SGA could have almost iced it.
They were still getting some looks, especially from deep. And they're like, I know Cason Wallace missed a couple of three pointers that you had an opportunity to, you know, continue to. Or at least, you know, keep your lead as opposed to seeing it shrink.
Yeah.
Whereas the Pacers had some incredible shot making, some of which were like open looks that they generated, and some of them were just, I'm knocking down a shot in your face. Miles Turner knocking down a pull up jumper from about 17 feet, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're seeing guys do that. So I do wonder if that normalizes or if that's to be continued. But I thought the Thunder also, they kind of did some things to lose it. Like, do you remember in the fourth quarter, when Pascal Siakam steps to the free throw line, he misses the first of his free throws. He misses the second, but there's a lane violation.
Yeah.
And then he gets another shot and he makes that free throw. That is, I mean, I know you do the butterfly effect thing, but that's a point right there. And that's a distinction between going into overtime and the Pacers winning it here. And also, I will bring this to SGA because, look.
I thought
his scoring was incredible.
38?
38 points, and it didn't feel like 38 because it felt like the Pacers actually did a pretty good job of corralling him for a lot of this game. And yet I looked down, I was like, oh, there's 38 points on that. And it's not like it's super inefficient for him or anything. But he fell asleep. Like defensively, he, along with the rest of the defense, they got a little lax as this thing was a little bit later on. And some of this was they didn't have as much size to get defense rebounds and possessions. They got a little lax, and I'm interested to see if one that continues, because it's just hard to believe that a team of this youth with this level of hunger allows themselves to do that again. But was that some level of indication of the pace that the Pacers have and how that wore them down during a game?
Yeah, but I think yes, to answer your question, but I still don't think it was like the Thunder, you know, choking, so to speak, or whatever. Like all those things you just brought up, those were just little butterfly effect things that happened. It wasn't like you missed a bunny or whatever. Mm-hmm. Although I thought, like as I mentioned, I thought SGA's final shot.
Well, they did miss some bunnies.
Yeah.
And some of that is because the Pacers sped them up. And even as they were driving to the rim with the open look, because they were sped up, they missed some easy layups.
Yeah, but a choke, air quote, I don't think that was it. It was maybe there's some bad things that could have gone their way that went the other way. And maybe you define it that way. I don't know. But I go back to, obviously, Rick Carlisle. I mean, tactically, just pushing all the right buttons, getting it done. And he's the epitome of, you all talk about players that can be like chameleons, a little bit of anything. He's a chameleon coach. He can coach it any way you want. He's done it without flash and just consistently done it and give him as much credit. Well, maybe not as much, but close to as much credit as Tyrese Haliburton.
All right. So where are you at now with the series now that we see this like game one?
Yeah.
Kind of flips the dynamic for, I think, what a lot of people, because it felt like a lot of people were in this Oklahoma City, and I think probably the most prevalent prediction that I saw was OKC in six.
Yeah.
I saw some Pacers in six. I'm not going to lie. There's a few people that were going that way. Does this at all move you off of your space where you were looking OKC in like five or six? Does this make you think maybe it goes longer, or maybe do you think that the Pacers have an opportunity to really win this in a way that you had not previously.
I'm not going to overreact and just completely jump off the boat here. I think that the Thunder, are really, really in a good spot. They had total control. They, you know, it came apart largely because of what the Pacers were doing in this game. Out-coached in the second half, and I don't think that's harsh. I think it was just, he was really good, Rick Carlisle. I'm not going to say the Thunder are all of a sudden, the Pacers all of a sudden are going to win the series, but it got very, very interesting, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, this made me feel like that Thunder in six might be a Thunder in seven.
Yeah.
Like, I could easily see that, yeah. But I still feel like there's some things that need to be adjusted from the Thunder, and I think that's the nature of this. It's going to be a chess match. I think they still have things at their disposal, like, hey, just go ahead and let Chet or let Isaiah Hartenstein stay out there even with the Pacers going small. Like, commit to having that one big on the floor, or, make sure you lock in those moments. Sometimes some of it might just be better shot making.
Yeah.
But I do think, hey, man, I see a little bit clearer the path that the Pacers can have to winning this series because, like, they make matchups
That's
really,
really
tough.
That's the best
really
way to tough. Put it. You can see the path now and how they can do it and how they got here. And, oh, by the way, people just say you're overreacting to what Tyrese Haliburton has done in this postseason. If you go back and you actually look at the best shot makers, best clutch players in history, Bird, Jordan, Reggie Miller, you can get LeBron, has hit it. Have they done this in a postseason?
I don't think that was a question I wanted to ask.
Not to my knowledge.
It feels like
this brother did this in every series.
Every series.
It feels like it's blasphemous to say.
Yeah.
Tyrese Haliburton, he's made 13 of 15 shots to tie or take the lead in the final 90 seconds of a fourth or OT this season, regular season and playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, at this point, he might be like putting himself in the pantheon of clutch players. And that feels like, maybe
it
jumping.
Sounds blasphemous.
It does.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are. And so I think the way that they've done this, the number of times that the Pacers themselves have walked down teams, I think that puts us squarely in the situation where every one of these games is must-see until it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what you want from an NBA Finals. So I'm super excited to have that. Game 2 going to be Sunday on ABC as well. Just getting going here on a Friday in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And before we let you go, I do want to let you hear, because one of the things I absolutely love.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Is, getting the call, but getting the call in a different language.
Yeah.
Because the best part about it is the words don't matter. It's just what it sounds like. So how about Korean? You want Korean? Here is the final shot that Tyrese Haliburton had to put the Pacers up and stun OKC in game one, but just in Korean. Oh, man.
Did you get wow?
I got wow. Oh, yeah. I got Haliburton, so I know that they're talking about there, but I just love that they just lost it. I think as we all did watching that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, did you think Dana Brown had that in him? We'll explain what we mean, but also shout out to the Astros getting a victory in Pittsburgh on their way out. We'll talk about all that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.